With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. When it comes to being environmentally conscious, nobody tops the American farmer. That's the opinion of Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark, who says farmers get painted with a broad brush when something goes wrong.
That's a sad truth of a lot of our media and the stories that get out of. They're the bad actors. That's who gets the media attention. But, I mean, the majority of farmers are out there doing good. They're out there, like I talked about, implementing better tillage practices. They're using technology to spray better applications on their crops. They care about their bees. They care about saving water. I mean, the technologies are constantly changing and growing just so they can care for their environment a little bit better. It's amazing how much they invest in that.
I asked Clark if she'd heard about the recent Senate testimony from a biotech firm that wants to turn cow manure to drinking water.
Yeah, and that's actually what prompted this. I was listening to when they testified in front of the Senate, and that was the comment of that was the innovator that they were saying, you're an environmentalist. And it made me laugh because they just told you how the dairy farmer showed up at his door with a load of manure to say, hey, will it work? Because they care. They want to manage it. So I think that would be an amazing technology to make ag.
Janicki Bioenergy is developing manure processing technology that would create clean water and dry compost from manure ponds. You can see Clark's blog post on the Washington Policy Center website. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us again is Valent's Allison Walston to tell us about plant growth regulators and why they're used in tree fruit.
Plant growth regulators, PGRs for short, are plant hormones that tell the plant to grow, stop growing, thin fruit, shape the fruit, drop the fruit, or even ripen the fruit. But we can manipulate the plant to respond how we would like them to for fruit production.
Putting plant hormones on fruit trees?
Yes, or enhancing what's already there. Let's say that last year your apple trees had almost no fruit. Since apples can have alternate bearing years, this year's crop load might be huge. So you could apply a PGR, which signals the tree to drop more of the fruit than usual.
What other things can PGRs do?
You can induce branching, optimize fruit size and quality, have better return bloom next year to prevent alternate bearing. You can keep fruit from dropping off the tree before harvest, but if applied incorrectly, you can even make mutant-shaped fruit.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.